Good day. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Christina Thomas, and joining me now is Jody Beznoska. She is Vice President for Communications at the Walton Arts Center.
Hi.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm doing pretty well.
Good.
The sun's out.
Yay. Finally. Hooray. Yeah. We love it.
Well, it's appropriate because Artisphere is coming, and we'll talk a lot about that. But first, let's get through what's going on this week. There's a lot actually happening this week. Tonight, Theater Squared begins, I think it's their second week of Next to Normal at the Nadine Baum Studios. Have you seen it?
I have not yet seen it.
It's really good.
It's what I hear.
It's really good. It runs through the 12th of May, so we have a little more time. Don't miss it, but it is definitely worth seeing. So that continues. Then this weekend, we will also have at the Walton Arts Center, we'll have American Idiot. It runs Friday night, two shows on Saturday, two shows on Sunday. I have it on good authority that there are really good seats available for the matinees. This was a musical that kind of took Broadway by storm a couple years ago. It's a new version of Broadway based on a modern band's work. But
well,
I'm looking
forward
to it.
It's kind of this album came out when I was in high school. You know, junior high. Green Day was you know, so anybody in their early 30s, you know, late so should
remember the music. You know, and the story I think is universal. You know, it's about what happens when you grow up. You know, how do you deal with those things? And then it's framed, of course, through this music. So it should be great. There are student tickets available for high school students and college students, half price. So that runs from the 26th through the 28th. Sunday is the 28th, and there is an event happening. It's really the first Artisphere event of the Arts and Nature Festival, and it's happening at Crystal Bridges. It's a 3 p.m. lecture in the Great Hall. It's called Artists Collaborating with Nature. And it features Celeste Roberge, who is an artist whose work is featured outdoors, I believe, at Crystal Bridges. It is a conversation between her and Stacey Levy, who is one of our Artisphere artists at the Walton Arts Center. And Stacey, I think, just flew into town, and she's beginning to work on a really cool project out at Lake Fayetteville. She's building a spiral sculpture, and the sculpture is made of floating wetlands, and the plants that she plants are meant to help clean and purify the water. So if you're running or you're biking along Lake Fayetteville anytime in the next 3 weeks, you'll see people out there working, and that's the project.
So exciting. The graphics, you know, the graphics look really cool.
Yeah, it's neat. So we're pretty thrilled about that. And so Stacey and Celeste will be chatting it up at 3 o'clock on Sunday at the Great Hall at Crystal Bridges. That's an event that is free to Crystal Bridges members, and you have to pay for it if you're not a member. And you can get the tickets through the Crystal Bridges website for that. So that's Sunday. Then we begin Artisphere in earnest next week. There's so incredible much going on. I can't even really get it all out. So the first event will be Thursday the 2nd. That will be the gallery opening for our new exhibition in the Joy Pratt Markham Gallery. It's called Untamed, and it features the work of six different artists, mostly painters and photography, and it deals with interesting reflections on human-animal interactions. And we will have a reception 5 to 7, and I think there'll be a curator talk at 6. We will also have another exhibition up in the lobby at Walton Arts Center. This one is called The Herd, and it's created by an artist from Indianapolis named Tasha Lewis, and it will feature animals sort of leaping out of the walls and leaping over the ceiling.
Okay, so like 3D.
Like they're
sculptures.
So we'll have the exhibition in the Joy Pratt Markham Gallery, but then we'll also have sort of a different kind of exhibition out in the gallery. And all of that will be celebrated at the opening reception on the 2nd. Then on Friday, we will be in two places at the same time. We will have Jungle Jack Hannah at 7 o'clock in Baumwalker Hall at Walton Arts Center. There are a few tickets left for that, but those are almost gone. And then we will also be up at Bentonville First Friday. We'll have four different artists at Bentonville First Friday on the 3rd. We'll have Carter Sampson, who is a Oklahoma-born Fayetteville singer-songwriter. We will have Brickfields Band, who are from Northwest Arkansas. They'll be playing. And then we will have Jamie Stone, who is not from Northwest Arkansas. He is an award-winning banjo player. So they'll all be playing for free at First Friday. And then we will also have the Earth Dinosaur Petting Zoo will appear at First Friday as well. This is a puppet company out of Australia, and they create life-size dinosaur puppets, and they roam the streets, and you can meet them and interact with them and learn about them, and they will be at First Friday as well, roaming around.
Okay.
So you might run into a T-Rex or
a pterodactyl,
or maybe, yes, but they will be there, and it will be a lot of fun. This is, and of course, this is in Bentonville. Mm-hmm. We'll also have a booth at First Thursday.
The prior day.
So lots going on. On Saturday, probably the busiest day of the year for Fayetteville, I think, in terms of art and festivals, we will have Old Crow Medicine Show out at the Amp that mm-hmm. evening, and then Walton Arts Center will be presenting the Trail Mix Concert Tour, which has two legs. Leg one is in Fayetteville from 10 to noon. Leg two is in Bentonville from 3 to 5. The Fayetteville leg is along the Frisco Trail, which is the one right by the studio here. The second leg will be on the art trails at Crystal Bridges. So we'll have 7 or 8 bands. If it rains, and we are crossing our fingers that it won't, but if it rains, our rain date is the following day, Sunday. And on that following day, we'll have Delbert McClinton at Walton Arts Center. That's a 7 o'clock show. The following evening, you have one more chance to hear Jamie Stone, the banjo player. He'll be playing at Thorn Crown Chapel in Eureka Springs, a 6 o'clock concert. That's going to be spectacular. And then on the 7th, Three Penny Acre will be playing at Cooper Chapel in Bella Vista. So that's the 7th. That's a Tuesday. And then we get into the 11th and the 12th, which are busy days full of children's programming. Our friends at Clubhouse and Soul Yoga will be doing an event at one of the parks. It's called The Art of Strength. And then on the 12th, we're going on a bear hunt, which is a beloved children's book brought to life on stage. That's also at Walton Arts Center. Oh, my. And I've gone on and on. Quick looking ahead to the next week, we'll have The Price is Right on the 16th. That's a 7 o'clock show. And then another kids show on the 18th. It's a performance called Grug. So, whew, take a breath. A lot going on. And that's just at WAC. There's, you know, things going on all over the place
right.
This time of year.
Okay. Well, Artisphere.
Artisphere.org okay. For more information. You can also go to waltonartscenter.org. You can go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/waltonartscenter, and we'll be linking up to a lot of this stuff there. And, of course, you can call us, 443-5600, or you can come down and visit us. The gallery is not open right now because they're installing, but the box office is open, and they're always glad to see people.
Okay. Thank you, Jody.
Thank you.
Jody Besnoska is Vice President of Communications at Walton Arts Center.